what I did is also in the beginning with my prototypes, I did those science fiction sounds. I watched all the science fiction shows and I was like, yeah, let's get those spaceships in there. I need to do spaceships. And it was fun. I'll be honest. My wife hated it. When she was in the car with me, she was like, hey, everybody's looking, please. No, everybody's looking at us. You know, when you were leaving a
I
parking
imagine
lot.
they'd be looking. Yeah.
Yeah. And but then when I really started releasing the product to the market, given the first MVPs or prototypes to testers, to influencers, and had the first customers, paying customers, I got the feedback, hey, look, all this futuristic alien noises, it's all fun, but could we have some real car sounds?
Welcome to Audio Branding, the hidden gem of marketing. Sound plays a more important role in human behavior and our decision-making than you may realize. In this podcast, I'll help you understand the art and science of sound so you can better influence others in business and your life. I'm your host, Jody Krangle. Let's delve a little deeper. Here's the second part of my conversation with Johannes Lukemeyer.
There's different things that are going on here also with the electric vehicle in the first place, because in Europe, I can see it being very viable because mostly you're not driving days to get to one place, right? Yeah. It's a little closer together.
When you're
talking about North America, and let me say, especially Canada, there's a lot of wide open space in between where that next charging station is going to be. So I think it's been a little harder to get the adoption going in Canada specifically, but you know, in wide open spaces, it's harder to get people to adopt that when your driving range needs to be huge.
But if you look at Tesla, they said, okay, we're going to have this, like they call it pedestrian warning sound, this outside sound. But they were not a fan of it. I think they also had the idea that this is something Legacy Auto was pushing on the lawmakers. And what they basically did, their solution is there's like law. Actually, there is a law in place and it's all like engineered. So the car, when it has this speed, needs to make this kind of, it needs to reach a certain level of decibel. And the sound also needs to change, like an engine, basically. And for a Tesla, you only hear like white noise. You can barely, actually, you don't hear it. If you don't know about it, you don't hear it, but it fulfills the law. And again, the funny thing is they're not having more accidents, not more pedestrians get killed. And that's how they handled it. But if you look at BMW, Mercedes AMG, Porsche, they have like this sporty sci-fi sound because they had the feeling this is the way to go. And what I did is also in the beginning with my prototypes, I did those science fiction sounds. I watched all the science fiction shows and I was like, yeah, let's get those spaceships in there. I need to do spaceships. And it was fun. I'll be honest. My wife hated it. When she was in the car with me, she was like, hey, everybody's looking, please. No, everybody's looking at us. You know, when you're leaving the parking lot.
They'd be looking.
Yeah. And but then when I really started releasing the product to the market, given the first MVPs or prototypes to testers, to influencers, and had the first customers, paying customers, I got the feedback, hey, look, all this futuristic alien noises, it's all fun, but could we have some real car sounds? And after a while, I got the idea, look, people, they need this connection, they have a connection to, they know this Ferrari, this Mustang, whatever, this car exists, and the spaceship stuff, it doesn't exist. They had no visual connection. And also people asked me, can I have the Jetsons? Can we have the X-Wing Millennium Falcon TIE Fighter from Star Wars, the Batmobile? Not that those sounds are pleasant or anything, but they had the connection to it. There was already an
iconic.
Emotional connection. Yeah, iconic, exactly. Yeah, and the sounds are iconic too, if you look at Star Wars or the Jetsons. And the funny thing is like, the Jetsons is such an unpleasant noise, I'll be honest. But people love it. Then my wife, she hates all the other sounds, but as soon as the Jetsons come on, she's all like, this is funny.
Oh,
you
wow,
just need to yes. like it because it's funny, because it's this.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, this the Jetsons TV show, this cartoon, I think it was made in late 60s or something.
They didn't have alongside the Flintstones.
Exactly, same studio. They didn't have synthesizers for the sound design, though, the Foley artists at the time. They made those sounds, this the iconic sound of the flying car in the Jetsons with some instruments, some real physical items. And I think that's also why it's so iconic. Or if you look at Star Wars, the TIE Fighter, and you can watch all this stuff on YouTube, where I think, what's his name, Ben Burton or something?
Yes, I've done episodes on that before. Iconic sounds. They are, and they were made from scratch. Like I think the lightsaber is like something being held next to a fan,
not to a TV fan and TV. It's like a stuff of parts of the TV are resonating,
like an antenna or something like that, next to a fan. Like it was 100%.
And I also have the feeling those sounds are so iconic because they didn't use synthesizers. They used like real world things, but changed them up a bit. So for the TIE Fighter, Ben Burton used, I think he says on somewhere in a YouTube documentary, he used from the NBC library. They had a sound library, but real recordings of animals. So it's like an elephant or something.
Yeah.
Young elephant baby, whatever. And we try to recreate it. Of course, it's harder because in a movie, it's a static sound. It's not dynamic. It happens. Yeah. It's like one thing happening with a defined beginning and end. And for us, it's dynamic. When you accelerate, it changes. Yeah, but that's what we are seeing. People were, they didn't really care, but they said you need those spaceship sounds because you want them in there. You want flexibility for the customer, obviously.
Sure.
But you also want the real car sounds, and you want let's call them fun sounds, those, because I think they're more fun related, those movie vehicles. And actually, we started integrating like video games, like Mario Kart.
Oh, my God. So a Tesla going driving with the Mario Kart sounds. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
and after a while, it was clear to me, those fancy alien noises, that's how one customer actually called it. It's not really the right way to go. The right way is to give people something they already kind of know, something they can relate to, or they have an emotional connection. And it's kind of funny. I just thought about this the other day. I mean, look at all those toys, like those people who collect like old Star Wars toys from the 70s and pay thousands. I mean, there's people who have worse collections where they paid millions to have this kind of a collection.
Do you want to sound your absolute best when you're being interviewed on a podcast or when you're hosting your own show? I have a podcast episode and free downloadable worksheet called Sounding Your Best as a Podcast Guest off of the audiobrandingpodcast.com main page. Just click on the little square graphic to the left of the player displaying my podcast trailer. It gives you some comprehensive suggestions for where to start or for improving the sound you already have, including the type of microphones to consider and why, ideas for soundproofing your recording environment, and suggestions on how to get the best sound when you're being remotely recorded on services like Riverside FM or Squadcast. Don't let bad audio quality hold you back from being the best podcast guest or host you can be. And of course, if you happen to need voiceover for your intro and outro, feel free to get in touch. I'm happy to help. And now, back to the podcast.
Yeah, people are just, I mean, the human mind, they need this relation, this connection to something. And I think if it's like somewhat related to their childhood, or they can build this connection, it's even more, it's strong, it's like a stronger feeling. And in the end, I need to sell my product. I need to make some money. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why not give them what they're asking for, right? I get it. 100%. Yeah. So my next question, though, then is, are some of these sounds copyrighted? Because, do you need to go and buy their, buy a license or something like that in order to be able to sell it in your product? Yep.
I mean, not really, because like I said before, if you look at, I don't know, Star Wars, whatever, it's a static sound. So this Ben Burton, he made the sound out of other sounds.
Yeah.
And when I use them as a blueprint, I'm not really copying them. I'm copying acoustic experience. Of course, when I make them on my computer and for the system, for the Clydesphere, you actually, as a customer, as a user, you can also create your own sounds. You need to do so-called loops for the algorithm to work, to do the pitching and everything. And if you create those loops, you can't really use the same sounds those artists used for the movies. You have to create the sound from scratch.
What about the car sounds themselves? Like, doesn't Ferrari have a copyright on the sounds of their cars, or they don't? Because I know Harley Davidson does.
I know. So actually, that's a very good point. Harley Davidson tried. But
they weren't able to do it.
They didn't rent. This didn't run through in court. They tried to trademark their sound somewhere in the late 90s, but didn't.
Yeah,
work.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought they managed to do it, but I guess I'm wrong. Yeah,
last time I read about it is they did. Maybe now they went through with it, but yeah. So basically, we create those sounds from scratch. Mm-hmm. And we use the original sound, like the Jetsons, whatever, as a blueprint, as an idea, and with the Clydesphere system, when you're in the car, when you're driving, we try to recreate the experience, but we are not copying the sound one on one because this wouldn't work with the algorithm and everything.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense. So, yeah, so they're kind of making it from scratch, and it may be based on the original,
exactly,
but it's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I get it. So that's a good way around that. that works.
Right.
So what are you hoping to accomplish with this?
I mean, obviously, it's a company, it's a product I'm selling
to
make some money.
Well,
but I mean, if we let's forget the money purpose for a second. The idea really is to give the user, the customer, whatever you want to call it, the driver, freedom of choice, freedom that he or she can have any sound he or she wants. And hey, if you want silence, you just turn it off. If it's too loud, you turn the volume down. If you don't like the spaceships, you use a different sound. So the idea is really similar. I mean, when in your car, if you're looking at the entertainment system, like listening to music, I mean, nowadays you don't have CD players. You got Spotify back in the day, CD players, cassette players, whatever. You are not listening to one song all the time. You know, it's not the car company is not telling you, hey, you can only listen to this record. It's up to you, whatever. And you can change it. Yeah. Exactly. And that's the idea here is whenever you want to listen to a different song, to a different record, that's what you're doing. Yeah, and that's the idea of our product. Whenever you want, every person wants a different engine sound or wants no engine sound at all. That's also cool. But the long-term goal here is to have this feature in every car. So every driver, user, whatever has the opportunity, the possibility to have any sound they want. And like I also said before, with our system, again, you have to put some effort into it. I'll be honest, you can also create your own sounds, but you need to do those loops and so on. We got video tutorials on it, but if you never, I mean, you know how to do it, I know how to do it, but if somebody never was really into audio editing or sound design, it's probably something they need to put some time into it to get a good result. But yeah, that's the idea of the product. And for me, it just makes sense. I mean, if look at YouTube, look at video games, people are now making their own, look at podcasts, users making their own content, people
yeah.
recording, like we talked about before, people record their own records at home, the technology is there. So why can they not have their own engine sounds? that's really the idea. And what we're also doing, so with all the feedback we got from customers, with the experience, the experience with the auto industry is, we think for cars like Tesla, Ford, Volkswagen, whatever, this makes complete sense. But if you look at high-end sports cars, and they also they need to go electric, the Italians, the cars which now have the big loud engines, V12 and so on, they probably need something more pure, more real, and they need something exciting, because otherwise, yeah, some people will buy their electric cars, but it's just such an integral point of their brand. And that's why we also developed a concept. It's patent pending. I don't want to go into the details because I don't want to give away the secret sauce, where we have a real device which creates real loud emotional sound, which fits to an electric car, but is still controlled by software. But this system, this device, is not related to sound files, not related to speakers, no digital audio, no fake sound, as some purists would call it. It's like a real loud sound. And we are actually at the moment working on a prototype. We already presented this technology to some of the high-end sports car makers in Europe, Italy and so on, and they basically said, hey, the concept is great, but we need some proof, come back with a prototype. And that's what we're doing. Yeah.
I really appreciate you being here. Know anyone that you think would make a great guest for this podcast? Someone who works in sound on behalf of clients? Please do get in touch. I'd love to hear about them. Your recommendations are always super helpful. And now back to the show. That sounds wonderful. Yeah. And congratulations on figuring that out. Because I think, I've been helping to judge the International Sound Awards. So first of all, that's something you should think about for next year.
I like that idea.
But their tagline is you know, to help sound, you know, I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but to make the world sound better. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's basically what you're doing here. You're giving us the ability to personalize it to our tastes and make our sound world sound better. So I love that idea.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you for doing what you're doing. I want to ask you a kind of philosophical question now, though. Why do you think sound matters?
Why?
I know it's a big question.
No, but actually, in the beginning, you asked me what were like the first sounds. You talked a bit about what were the first sounds or music you remember or relate to. And I think it moves something inside of you. You know what I mean? Like I said, I can only talk about my own experience, obviously. So when I was a young child, infant, and I was listening to this rock and roll music, or electric guitars, distorted guitars, it just moved something into me. I got into like action mode. You know what I wanted? I wanted to move and stuff. I don't want to say I wanted to break things, but I it gave me some some sort of a power, you know what I mean? Some extra strength, and it got my heart racing. Yeah. And I think it's the same if you look at video games. I mean, could you imagine a video game without the sounds? Turn the sounds off. It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. And for me, and I completely respect if other people see this from another perspective or have a different preference, but my personal preference, I know I'm not alone out there, is if I have a car, especially a fast car or something which moves fast, doesn't even need to be a car, I like to have some acoustic feedback, some sound which fits, because again, it just makes the whole experience more interesting, more exciting. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I totally think sound matters. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, we should have the ability to make our own sound environment. I think that's a very laudable thing to be doing.
Yeah.
So what are you working on now, maybe beyond, like, are you still crowdfunding your original?
So the idea at the moment is our system. I mean, we didn't sell the company, but we sold to consumers. We got customers. We are in direct contact with most of our customers, actually. And of course, we got a lot of feedback. At the moment, our system, the Clydesphere, only works for Tesla cars because they sold the most EVs. But a lot of people already contact us and ask or request us if this also works on other EVs from other car manufacturers. So obviously, we want to expand this. We want to expand the algorithm, the sound algorithm, all based on customer feedback. At the moment, it's an app which runs on your phone. We want to integrate this into the car, but still plug and play, still no installation or car alterations required. And also, we want to work on this new prototype. And that's why we are raising money via equity crowdfunding. So basically, the idea here is not only real investors can become part of the company, but everybody, the general public, you can actually put the minimum is $100. You can put a little bit of money in, you get a little bit of the company, you get shares. Of course, the amount of shares depends on the money you're putting in.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, I'll be honest, and again, I'm not saying this because it's my company, but if you want to invest money, investing into electric cars nowadays or anything related to electric cars, I think it's a no-brainer.
Hi, my name is Brent, and I want to tell you need to go check out Audio Branding. If you haven't clicked play already, stop listening to me and go start listening to Jody. She comes with a ton of professional experience in the voiceover space. You probably know that already. Her voice is amazing, but she also understands at a really deep level and explores this idea of how audio can affect and really elevate your brand. So if you haven't checked out the show already, what are you waiting for? Go do that right now. And yeah, you'll be really glad you did.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't invest into oil nowadays. Let's put it
Yeah,
this
maybe
way.
not. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the idea. So we were the company was advised by advisors, angel investors, and so on. Go the equity crowdfunding route because you got a product people understand, a product people can relate to. It's a sexy product. People understand it when they see it. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And there
Thanks.
is absolutely nothing wrong with being excited about your own product. That's you're allowed.
Definitely, most definitely.
Yeah. So how can people get in touch with you if they'd like to do that?
I mean, ideally, what people could do is they go to our website. It's clydesphere.com, Clyde with a Y, not with an I. And or you just
So
actually,
GL, I'm just going to spell it for
yeah,
them. So
please.
GLYD sphere.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or, I mean, even if you just go into Google and you type in Tesla sound, electric car sound, we will pop up as the first result. And on our website, you can read all about the product. You can contact us. You can write an email. You can also call. We have people calling in and it's all fine. And also, you can see there's like a button called Invest on the website, which goes to another platform. It's called MicroVentures. It's one of those equity crowdfunding platforms. They're based in Austin, Texas. So everything is regulated and official, and then they look through all the company's information. Actually, if you go there, you sign up, you can see all the company financials. Nothing is hidden. You get a full transparent picture of the company, what it did in the past, what it's doing now. And then you can decide, hey, do I want to be part of the electric vehicle sound future, or do I want to pass on this opportunity?
Yeah, I guess it's up to them.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on, Johannes. This has been really fascinating, and I think your company is going to do wonderful things. I look forward to hearing more about it in the future.
Hey, thanks so much, Jody. Thanks so much for the opportunity and taking the time, yeah, to talk about the product, about sound and the relation between sound and cars.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks.
Well, that's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening. And if you like what you heard, why not tell a friend about this podcast? It's available in all the usual locations. Until next time.